One of the concerns for those looking to come into India, particularly if you are from an at-risk nation, that's a list of all European countries, the United Kingdom and a few other countries, is that when you enter, you have to do an RT-PCR test. And that RT-PCR test needs to be cleared, which could take several hours, and then you can leave the airport. That's the Government of India rule right now. Palak Jain is a student who was in Edinburgh, traveled to India, and was among those who was at an airport, among the first passengers to actually come in when the new rules actually came into play. Palak, thank you so much for being with us. How difficult was it for you? How long did it take at Delhi airport?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Actually, my flight landed at 11 a.m. in the morning, and I ended up leaving the airport at 4 p.m. So that was 5 hours at the Delhi airport. And I mean, apparently I was luckier than most others, because I've heard people who stayed for like 8 hours or 10 hours or, you know, even the whole day. And I was also lucky in the sense that I didn't have a connecting flight. So I knew loads of people who only had a layover in Delhi for a couple of hours, and all of them ended up missing their connecting flights. So that way was easier on me.
Sure. But Palak, tell me one thing. The line, the queue to get the RT-PCR test or the fast PCR test, this, you know, rapid PCR test, how long was the line? How big was the queue? Was it a combined queue?
Yeah, it was a combined queue. So another issue I faced was that when I was filling the Air Suvidha form, I only got an option to give the RT-PCR test on the internet. They said that I can book the test prior to my arrival at the Delhi airport, but the only option I saw on the net was RT-PCR. But when I landed at the airport, they said that I can also give the rapid test.
Right.
And the RT-PCR was 500 rupees, and that needed us to wait for 6 hours at the airport.
Right.
However, the rapid test would come within 2 hours, but it was significantly more expensive. It was around 4,000. So,
how long did you wait in line for the test?
Around an hour or so.
So there were lots of people ahead of you. So it's about 1 hour for the test result. 1 hour perhaps in queue. A minimum of 2-2.5 hours, right? In a best case scenario.
Yeah, best case scenario. And the line was very, very long, very long. And when I first joined the line, I couldn't even see where the tests are happening, where the bookings are happening. Like, was out of my sight. And it was a combined line for both people who were giving RT-PCR and people who were giving rapid.
Right. And so eventually, how long did it take for you to get out of the airport? Because you had to clear customs and immigration as well after that.
Yes, customs and immigration happened within an hour. So, I mean, I think 3-4 hours was just taken by the COVID testing.
Right. Well, and was there social distancing when you were waiting? Because that's the big worry, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, everyone was wearing masks, but no, there was no social distancing in the sense that there were no masks on the floor and everyone was kind of crammed together.
Ah, so that's a bit of a concern. And thanks for highlighting that. I'm sure there are people watching this program who could perhaps make that a bit better. But you're back home. Congratulations. Thanks very much for sharing
that
ordeal with us.